Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ann Ortley, and this is Ann Ortley's weekly weather show. We're broadcasting a little bit late tonight because I'm out here on the West Coast in Asilomar, California, near the Pacific Grove and Monterey and Carmel. It is absolutely beautiful. There is a stunning moon over my head in Aries going towards full. And it is a beautiful, beautiful night. And this is the weekly weather, with a slight delay, for the week of October 2015. And what we do here on the weekly weather is we talk about what's going on in the heaven above you and helps you guide through the week, helps you understand what you're gonna, the energy is you're going to run into and how to work with it productively. Because the whole idea of astrology and weekly weathers and understanding what the heck's going on in the heavens above is to help you make sense of what's going on here below. And one of the things that we know is as above, so below, as without, so within. So our beautiful, beautiful stars tell us what's going on above our heads. And then based on that, we can make decisions about what we want to do with our life. So it's an interesting time. We live in interesting times. One of the things that happens with astrology is that we find that we have these cycles starting. So what I've been doing the last weekend is teaching people about aspects and helping them understand, you know, what's coming up and how to work with them productively and yada, yada. And that's all great. And we do that here. You know, we talk to you here about what's going on so that you know how to feel with the, how to work with the energy productively, how to work it and help it, have it help you, and kind of how to be creative. So a lot of energy this week on planets and signs and things going on and kind of a forward motion week. We've been talking a bit about the T-square that's been up in the heavens for a while, and that just continues to pump away for another year until next. So we're all getting used to it, and we know whenever we're having a bad day, what we're supposed to do is go to the Pisces part. Because the Pisces part will give us renewed inspiration. So think about what your Pisces house is. Pisces is the planet that wins in this T-square. When we look at a T-square, we evaluate the three planets, right? So we have Jupiter and Virgo. Jupiter and Virgo is not a happy Jupiter. He's fussy. He's a little critical. He's got a to-do list. He has to keep track of all these details. He's kind of a big-picture guy, not so interested. We have Saturn and Sagittarius, which is the apex of the T-square, meaning that he squares both Jupiter and Neptune. And he, you know, Saturn is just pretty good, but he's a little self-righteous sometimes. And he's a little know-it-all-y. And sometimes he doesn't listen so well. And then we have Neptune, which is in Pisces. Now, Neptune's been in Pisces since February of 2012. And he's been asking you about your new dream. And the place to go, because he's the strongest planet of the three of them in the T-square, he's the one that wins. We're supposed to be working on our dream. And I've been asking you, you know, think about your dream. And we've been talking about this for a few months. Now it's really time because this next couple weeks, we have a lot of energy around the dream, what it looks like, how it shows up, what its vision is in your life, how you want to use it. Because Jupiter and Neptune are having this conversation about the plan for the dream. Now we're going to build it over the next year. And we're going to let go of a lot of dreams that we didn't really want to keep anymore. We're in a mutable T-square. Mutable T-squares mean change, lack of permanence, release, release, let go. But what they do is they get us ready for the new season ahead, right? So think about spring and think about not the Taurus time because that's the fixed time, but the May time when everything's just kind of moving and some days it's hot and some days it's not. And then think about September, when there's all this shift and change. The growing season's over, we're back to work, we're back to school, but we're kind of still really hanging on to little bits of summer, and we're kind of, well, think about Thanksgiving, Christmas, Sagittarius time. We're ready for the fall to let go, but we also really don't really want to go into the winter. We're celebrating the brightness of the lights. Think about Pisces, that time in March, when we're ready for the whole new season of growth to begin. So mutable signs are all about change, mutability, flexibility. But T-squares are bossy, and they say, well, no, you can't do it that way. You have to do it this way. So we have bossy planets. Jupiter and Saturn are pretty bossy. in a sign that goes, I don't want to do that. So we have to honor that we're going to want to change. We're going to shift constantly. It's going to be constant evolution and change and shift and change and then shift and change again. That's how it's supposed to be. That's not wrong. But when you're feeling a little overwhelmed, go to the Pisces place, because that's really what we're working on building is that dream. And ultimately, the dream wins this time. C square argues it's the strongest planet, Neptune and Pisces. So it's going to win when we're done. It wants to build the dream. So our job is to say, okay, Neptune, I'm going to help. Now, the week ahead has a bunch of new stuff. Okay, so whenever we have a bunch of new stuff, we get all excited. So today, earlier today, at 4:03 in the afternoon, Venus met Virgo. Venus and Virgo met Jupiter in Virgo, and they begin a new year cycle. Last week, Mars met Jupiter. One of those days last week, Mars met Jupiter, and he said, okay, let's begin again. And now Venus met, and she's like, we're ready. Now this week, we have a full moon, which is always lovely, and the full moon is a 3 Taurus Scorpio. This is called a very intense moon. Full moon in Scorpio is, when the sun is in Scorpio and the moon is in Taurus, it's a real culmination moon. It really is very much about energy. And as we approach this weekend, the cross quarter, that's Halloween, because in the old calendars, before we named it All Saints Day or Halloween, it was the change of season. It's the beginning of the Celtic New Year. It's the day when the veils are the thinnest between the living and the dead. And, of course, we would go out and celebrate Halloween and say, gee, you know, let's practice, let's string, let's dance. And it's a cross-quarter day. We're halfway through the fall today, this week, on the 1st of November, which happens this week. So we are halfway through. We are at 15 degrees, going to be at 15 degrees Scorpio. And we're going to be working with that energy of change and transition. And also it's a great time for people to leave. Transfer over, the people that pass this year, they all do this big runway thing into the other side. If they've hung around, they get the bell. The bell rings and says, okay, to the rest, let's go. And off they go. The week actually has a lot of really positive energy. Okay, so the moon, let's do the moons. We like to do our moons and know what's going to happen. Our moon is in Aries. Today, went into Aries this afternoon, this morning rather, at 2:22 in the morning, been in Aries all day long. And it's going to be in Aries tomorrow. It goes void at 8:25 in the morning, and it's void all day the 26th. That goes in at 2:07 in the morning, so the moon's void in Aries, and it has a closing aspect of the separation from Mercury. So it's leaving your friends. So I just had a wonderful week out here in California, vacation for the first part, and then this conference for the back part. And now I go back to my life and back to work and back to reality. So Monday is the void moon, so it's kind of a slow day, you know, a lot of stuff happens, but it's not intense, you know, it's just fast moving. Then we get to Tuesday, and it's a full moon day. The moon goes into Taurus at 2:07 in the morning, and it's in Taurus Tuesday and Wednesday, and it goes void Wednesday at 11:20 in the morning, and it's void all day Wednesday afternoon and evening, and then it goes into Gemini on Thursday morning at 2:24 a.m., The closing aspect of the moon in Taurus is a moon trine Mars. Mars right now is in Virgo. Moon in Taurus trining the Mars. There's a grand trine forming between the moon and Pluto and Mars. It's very productive energy. Venus is in Virgo, Jupiter's in Virgo, Mars is in Virgo, and moon's in Taurus, setting them all off, and then, of course, Pluto in Cap. So grand trine in Earth, Tuesday, Wednesday, really, really productive. Goes void Wednesday afternoon, you can still get a lot done. Then we get to Thursday. Thursday, the moon goes into Gemini. It's in Gemini Thursday. It goes void at 10:52 p.m. on the 30th, Friday night, with a trine to Mercury. So the Gemini moon is very productive, too. Moon in Gemini in a communication trine. Communication sign, trining Mercury in Libra in a communication sign, makes for a lot of communication. Moon is void late Thursday 30th that night. Halloween is, of course, on a Saturday, which makes New York a really wild and crazy place. Moon goes into Cancer bright and early on Halloween on the 31st, and it's in Cancer on Sunday, going void at 10:35 p.m. with a sextile to Mars. So earth and water make mud. Again, very, very productive aspects. Next Sunday is daylight savings time ending. We set the clocks back. It is All Saints Day. It is the cross quarter. Sahamin, people say it in different ways, S-A-M-H-A-M-I-E-N or S-A-M-I-E-M-H, whatever. It's the one where the dead people cross over. Celtic New Year, Halloween, we scare the dead away with where we dress up in costumes to scare them. And we also mark the beginning of the second part of fall, the transfer of energy, the cross quarter. The energy that says, we're done, we're letting go, we're releasing. Now this week we find, you know, the sun has gone into Scorpio, so that gives us an intensity. It went into Scorpio last Friday, and it is now going to be in Scorpio for 30 days. We're in the fixed part of fall. We start having the frost, we start having snowflakes, we start having all sorts of fun things. And then we move into this wonderful, delicious energy that's all about production and creativity. Now, this week happens to be a very creative week, a lot of ability to get things done for a few reasons. One, the Scorpio moon's intense. Two, you know, Mars is in a good sign. He's in Virgo. He just kicked off from his union with Jupiter last week, and he's ready to start a new two-year project. So if you've been feeling like you want to work on your health, or you want to clean your life up, or you want to get your organized, or you want to throw away things, or you want to do Virgo tasks, Mars, Jupiter, excellent energy. This is a new cycle. It runs. Jupiter's in Virgo for 12 years, right? I mean, Jupiter is in Virgo for a year. The next time this cycle happens is 12 years from now. Quite clear on the way I said that. But Mars coming to join Jupiter says, I got a two-year commitment to my health or to my Virgo house, whatever that is. And, of course, Virgo rules our habits and our health and our doing stuff. So I've been walking all over the place, climbing hills and walking and making my foot go mad. But we're working on that foot, and we're saying, okay, got to get better, babe. Got a lot walking to do. And the aspects this week are very, very supportive. Now, there is one that's a little bit, I don't want to say sketchy, but a little one we want to kind of watch a bit, as the sun comes to trine Neptune. Okay, that's going to happen on Friday. So sun trine Neptune often has a bit of a story to it. Neptune, of course, is in Pisces, and the sun is in Scorpio. So there's often a reveal, or there's often some kind of secret that comes out when we're working with that sun trine Neptune. And we're shifting and changing that energy. So it's pretty interesting energy that way. Mercury, of course, is in Libra. He cleared his shadow last week. Next week he goes into Scorpio, but right now he's in high communication mode. And we have a lot of energy around how do we connect. The moon is going to square Neptune this week also. And so we watch for that story that clears, or the situation that we've been working on that we didn't really know quite what was going on, and now all of a sudden we see it, and we go, oh, that's what's been going on. Because whenever Neptune decides to move off a planet, he says, here's what's really been happening. And we go, really? Wow, I didn't know that. And then we go, well, maybe on some level I knew that, right? Because that's what Neptune wants us to do. He wants us to follow the dream and the illusion, and he often doesn't tell us the whole story. He kind of gets us to commit to stuff, and we do, which is great. And then after we commit, we go, what did I get myself into? What happened here? And that's Neptune, you know, when we fall madly in love with someone and we're crazy about them and everybody looks at them and goes, she's just or he's just really in love. Don't really see partner that clear. Neptune involved, we don't really see the situation that clear. So this week with Moon and Neptune, Moon and Sun both aspecting Neptune, we clear a story. But it should be a positive clear because it's a trine. Okay? So in trine Neptune is a positive energy, but still opens up the reveal on some level. The sun this week moves from 2 Scorpio to 9 Scorpio. And he's not doing a whole heck of a lot. He's got a semi-sextile on the 27th and a sesquiquadrant on the 26th. So that's the part about he's a little achy. And, of course, as the weather changes, you know, our arthritis kicks up and our little bones go and we feel the wind blow and we go, yeah, it's a little cold. He has a semi-square to Mars on the 30th and a trine to Neptune. So that's kind of a, you know, seeing something. And, of course, that means Mars and Neptune are working with the sun, you know. So Mars and Neptune are both at the same degrees, or the sun's at the same degrees, working with Mars and Neptune, a better way to say it. And so it's a little stressful, but it shouldn't be too bad. Then we get to Mercury. Mercury's a busy guy. He's finished his retrograde shadow. He is rolling. He is not in the mood to wait any longer. He's like, okay, I'm really ready to kind of get my little butt out in the world and do things. So we want to honor that Mercury is really in high mode, high speed mode, and he's ready to roll. So our job is to say with Mercury, okay, what do you want to do? Where are you going? What's the story? And Mercury is rolling between 18 Libra to 29 Libra. So in 7 days, he's going 11 degrees, right? Am I right? Yeah, 11 degrees. So he's moving pretty quick, not as fast as he can go. But he runs in those days, and he's really forming a lot of aspects that are, I don't want to say oppositional, but that are clarifying. Because Mercury is trying to clarify what the deals are that are getting negotiated between Jupiter and Neptune. So Jupiter and Neptune have been opposing each other for a while. And Saturn's coming to weigh in. And so Mercury's trying to get all the stuff organized. This is a great week for kind of organizing, for looking and saying, well, what's been going on? And I know we often say organize on Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is when you find out what isn't organized. Now that he's in Libra, he's like, okay, I need a better system for this. And I need to kind of get this together. So he's running around trying to gather notes and figure out what he knows and how he knows it and where he knows it from. So he's busy. And he talks to Saturn and Venus and Mars on the 26th. And then he talks to Mars again and Uranus and Jupiter on the 27th. And then he talks to Neptune on the 28th. He talks to Eris on the 28th. And then he talks to Chiron on the 29th. And then he talks to Neptune again on the 1st. And Vesta on the 1st. So he's really chatty. And basically, as he talks to all these people, what he's doing is he's figuring out what their deal is, right? Because Mercury is the planet of communication. He was retrograde. People did things while he wasn't paying attention. And now he's running around trying to figure out what went on. So great week for documenting, great week for writing, great week for negotiating contracts, great week for saying, okay, I'm ready to get this up and running and get it out the door. So if you've been waiting for Mercury to finish his retrograde and clear his shadow to start negotiation, and I have a number of clients who have been, now this is the week. We're going to get moving on it and get it moving, and we've got great closing aspects. So the deals that get struck are whether they're about making money, Taurus, or they're about making communications, Mercury, or they're about connecting and relating to home, Cancer, or building some kind of nurturing energy, very strong energy for pushing these guys out into the world, pushing things out in projects that are finished. Venus in Virgo goes from 16 Virgo to 22, so she's going a degree a day, which is a decent clip for Venus. And she has an opposition to Chiron on the 27th, so that's kind of an awareness of where the wounds are. And other than that, she's pretty quiet. She's got a quintile Saturn on the 1st, so that's usually a great idea. And she has a couple of dialogues with Eris, the goddess of discord. Now, Eris, the goddess of discord, the new book that just came out, which I bought this week while I was out here at the astrology conference on Eris, and she represents a new planet discovered in the solar system. Admittedly, she's a dwarf, but we still get her proper. She's Mars's sister. And since she's been discovered, there's been much more awareness of bullying and angry feminine and righteousness, and so a lot of energy around that this week. You know, they had the suffragette movie open and there was protests with women laying in the street getting arrested. It's understanding that people, not just women, it's understanding that with Eris active, there can be a little bit of a kerfluffle around situations, but what she's really trying to do is clarify. So we have to honor that she's really working on this stuff in her own way. And that's part of the deal this week when Venus talks to her, because Venus in Virgo, you know, will go over to Eris and say, so why are you mad? And usually Eris is mad because she hasn't been included. She hasn't been given a place at the table. And I don't know, I haven't seen the suffragette movie, but I can't wait to. And I think, you know, it's about women saying we want the right to vote. We want equal pay. We want not even equal pay. They just wanted to vote back then. And you realize these things aren't that long. They aren't that old. Finland women just got the vote in 71. Saudi Arabia, they still don't have it. And I think understanding Jupiter and Virgo makes the working people, makes all of us in the place where we are of service and where we are to be of service. And service, of course, can be in many forms. It doesn't have to be, you know, being a waitress or taking care of your table or something like that. We can be Virgo in lots of ways. And Jupiter in Virgo asks us, well, what is it you serve? You know, our charts all have different archetypes running in them. So with Neptune in Pisces, it says, what's your dream? With Jupiter in Virgo, it says, how are you going to serve your dream? How are you going to make your dream come true? What actually do you have to do to make that dream happen? And that's Jupiter opposite Neptune inquiring. And, of course, Saturn in Aries, Saturn in Sagittarius goes, well, this is the vision, this is the direction, this is what we have to do. And this week, let Jupiter and Neptune kind of work with you. Let the Sun as he comes to talk to Neptune, let the Moon as she comes to talk to Neptune, whisper in your ear a little bit, give you a little different perspective on things. Just kind of be quiet in that silent space. That's why I want you going to the Pisces place. The Pisces place is where you're quiet. It's where you meditate, where you sit quietly. When I finish the radio show today, I'm going to hang up and I'm going to go on the deck and watch the moon. It's a beautiful moon. It's almost full. And write and connect and bond. And, you know, it's about merging. So watch that energy with Jupiter and watch the Neptune. There's going to be a desire this week to merge on a deeper level, to connect, to get things going, because Mercury wants to know what the deal is. Mars, very quiet this week. He has a hard aspect to Eris on the 31st, which is a lot about adjusting to things changing or ending. And he has a quintile to Saturn on the 30th, which is a lot about how do we get there, right? And then he's not sure how to get there. But Mars quintile Saturn, they're going to work it out. It's disharmonic. Saturn right now is at 355 Sag, so he's really kind of coming into his own authority and figuring it out. Mars has an aspect to Black Moon Lilith this week, doesn't want to be subservient to anybody. Just not in the mood to be subservient no more. So we have to kind of honor. And if someone says to you, we have to do this, watch your hackles get up. Or you say that to someone, watch their hackles get up. This week also on the 28th, Jupiter parallels Uranus. Now this is a nice placement. Jupiter Uranus is often a creative idea, a creative abundance, a creative expansion. And it really encourages us to create on a new level. Jupiter is at 16 Virgo, and it's starting kind of a whole new chapter and a whole new vision. And it's getting ready to start. Of course, it's been in Virgo since the summer. But when it gets to 16, it's really working on that whole new chapter. It's also aspecting Uranus, which is kind of a break free or a desire to break free in a new way and do things in a slightly different manner than it has before. Saturn also has aspects to Black Moon Lilith. The Black Moon Lilith week. Everybody's got aspects to Black Moon Lilith. Lilith was Adam's first wife. Did you know that Eve is a trophy wife? And she refused to be subservient, so they got divorced, and she went off and did what her thing was, whatever her thing was. But it was about not being subservient. So you'll see a lot of that this week. You know, you'll watch it in the culture. I always love weeks like this because there's a point that wants to be made. You aren't going to tell me what to do. I'm not your servant. I'm not going to go step it and fetch it for you and bring it back to you. You can get your butt up and go get it yourself. Or I will step it and fetch it for you, but in return I expect. So with all the aspects to Black Moon Lilith this week, watch for that echo of lack of subservience, the desire not to be of service, a servant, okay to be of service, but not to be of servant. So I had one friend, and she used to talk about people that would tip her with kind words, but wouldn't leave money. You know, she's a waitress, that's how she makes her living. So the kind words were all well and good, but unless you put some cold hard cash down, it really didn't mean a whole lot. Because kind words are nice, but the money is what's important. This week is kind of like that. And it's not so much about money, but it's about, well, what's important? What's really important? And that's where you want to focus your energy, because so much of this stuff is not important. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but just to say, well, is that really important? When you get right down to it, you go, no, actually not. So all these littlest aspects this week. So we just kind of watch it. There's also a Pluto trine in Hygieia. That happens to often show the health aspect. That's going to be on the 27th, which is Tuesday. And then we go forward, and then the back end of the week, the asteroids are pretty quiet. Pallas Athena is entering Capricorn. She's going to be on the world axis on Halloween. So she kind of pushes forward. And she also squares the nodes of destiny on November 1st. So Pallas Athena squaring the nodes on the world of axis is watch for a smart person, or watch for a person that you connect with or relate to or that you partner with. Vesta is sextile series, which has a great deal to do with creativity on the 26th, on Tuesday, and, you know, locking down the creative. They're both at 29, which is a nice placement for them to kind of wrap up deals. And Vesta, of course, squares Pallas Athena on the 29th, saying, okay, we wrapped up that deal. Now let's do the particulars. It's really about the negotiation of the contract. Big week for negotiating contracts. We're done with the Mercury retrograde. We're done with all the crappy aspects. Everything's in Virgo. People are a little bit particular, but that's okay. And we do have Ceres entering Aquarius on the 27th of October. And when she does that, she kind of shifts energy, and she becomes less about how to do it and more about the humanitarian approach. And, of course, she has a trine to the nodes of destiny. So this is a great week for commitment to projects that you want to get off the ground, or that you want to build, or that you want to grow. So there's a lot of energy here around good forward movement. Now, remember, the nodes of destiny and the nodes of fate are on what we call the world axis. And they're going to be there through the middle of November. They've been there for a long time, basically 2.5 months. So the people that you're connecting with are really important people. And the people that are leaving your life, people are leaving. That's what happens with the node on the south node on the world axis. You're letting go of stuff. So think back 19 years, 20 years, the people you brought in 96, 97, they're leaving. Or you're changing your relationship with them. And as you change the relationship with them, you're going to partner in a new way with something else and move forward and move towards it. So on that note, I'm going to hang up, go look at the moon, and listen to the waves against the beach. I'm in a room called The Breakers. I literally can hear the waves breaking on the coast. And I wish you all a great week of October 25th. 2015, yeah, not 100, 2015. Take care and have a good week. Bye-bye.